I don't see any way or anyhow that can bring us back under gaslighting. We see through the corporate lies. We see through the media lies. We see through the government lies. We see through all the lies. We see that the people really didn't have a vote. We see through the Masonic lies. We see through the Jesuit lies. We see through the Kabbalist lies. We see through the Gematria lies. We see through the Wiccan lies. We see through all the lies of the system. My computer just made a noise as I was doing this. Abnormal program termination. It's all connected. So as I'm talking, and I'm saying that we see through all their lies, their New Age lies, their Age of Aquarius lies, their Book of Enoch lies, their Draconian lies, their legalism lies, their Jezebel lies, their media lies. I've said that already, but what about Hollywood? We've seen through their Hollywood lies. We see Madonna and all these singers dressing up like the whore of Babylon on a beast, the harlot riding the beast. We see that they're just mocking the Bible. They're in the Bible. We're all in the Bible. History is his story. It's all a story. Everything's a story. The reflections are a story. Your dreams are stories. When you dream, it doesn't make sense a lot of times, but it creates its own story. So you've thought about stuff during the day, and it reflects back in a dream as a story. A storyboard, a storyline. Movies are just images created one after the other to create a story. There's no new story. It's all a love story. Even your time travelers. Or it's a horror show because Jesus had to die. But he rose again. He went to the cross by choice, willingly, because it was a love story to pull out the captive, set the captives free. It's so obvious what's happening that I don't see how they can close. We know the CIA's been lying. We've known that. The FBI. We know it. We know it. We know that all the nations are working together because there's an Internet 3. There's an Internet 2. We know they're watching you. No, we know it's about your soul. It's all about souls. And what does the Wiccan? You can learn so much about this reality if you just pay attention to what the Wiccans are doing. They're trying to create a fake reality to gaslight you to believe this fake reality is not even real. They want you to believe a fake reality that's not even real. They want to use their flying monkeys. The media is a flying monkey. They want you to believe that we're going to Mars. We're not going to Mars. They want you to believe we're going to the moon. We're not going to the moon. We're not leaving the earth. Man is from the earth, and you're going to stay on the earth. Period. You're not leaving the earth. The word Mars, if you unfold it, it means M-A-R, to destroy, to, what's the word I'm looking for? It goes back to war, and it goes back to somebody would take something, and let's say there was a nice painting on the wall, and they would just cut it up. It means trouble. That's all I'm telling you. The moon means mints, blood. Mars or the planets are the plan of E.T. They're put up there as the extraterrestrial plan. You see the pyramid on Mars goes back to Egypt, Babylon, Egypt. You've been spiritually gypped. Egypt is E is spirit, and you've been gypped spiritually by Egypt. If you believe a lie of the flesh mind. So as you look out in front of you and see all the gaslighting, all the lies, the games, the fake reality, that's what your flesh mind is. The inside is reflected outside because you believed a lie. You're walking around in a flesh body. You're walking around in a dead body. Your hair is dead skin. Your fingernails are dead skin. Your skin is dead, peeling off like a snake. You have a tailbone like a snake has a tailbone. There's a tail and there's a head. There's a head and there's a body. There's always a head and a body. And so we know they're trying to cut the head off. They cut the head off in the homes. They cut the head off in corporations. They cut the head off in any situation to bring the hive mind. They want the queen bee hive. They don't want a head. They want a hive. They want everybody tied to the hive. And resistance is futile. They say that because that's what's happening. Is more, the more free you get, the more they ramp up games and acts and plays and drama, and to pull you back into their drama, the sine wave, this, even the math and the science. The sine wave shows you the drama, the up and down, up and down, up and down. The sine wave in the music, the sine wave in storylines, the sine wave in everything. The sine wave in the ocean, any kind of wave that's up and down, the stock market. You want to get rich, just study sine waves. And buy when it's low, sell when it's high. Buy low, sell high. Buy low, it will. What if it doesn't go back? What if it don't go back up? It will. What if it goes down? It, buy it. It's a sine wave. It's a 28-day cycle. It's a month. Your rent is due every 28 days because Eve has a 28-day cycle because she believed the lie. She ate the lie. If you want to believe the lie, you're going to go into delusion. If you want to believe any lie, you go into delusion. If you want the lie, the fake steak, the fake reality, you want to eat the lie and drink the lie, then you're drinking of fake reality, which is the cube, which is the flesh mind. But if you want the truth, while you're in the cube, you're a dead creature anyway in the body. And it's, you're not your own, the Bible says. If you really want to live in the truth, you're going to have to die daily. And once you see the truth that the flesh mind is nothing but sin, and it's all a repeat, there's nothing new. Why would you want to go to a bar with a bunch of infidels? Why would you want to go out on a million-dollar boat with a bunch of liars and schemers and drunks and drug heads? Once you see the truth that you don't even need to be around these goats, that they ain't got nothing you want, you can be happy where you're at because you have the whole truth right in front of you. If you got running water, heat, and cold, you're a king or a queen. There's nothing out there for you. You've got everything you need right where you are. If you don't have communion in a home, if you don't have fellowship, there's some saved people online to talk to. But once, even then, there's a lot of saved people you wouldn't want to live with. You wouldn't want to see them every day because they'd get on your nerves. Because every human being has their little idiosyncrasies. That's why going to church once a week is cool. But if they try to put you under legalism, you better not miss a day of church. You better be here every day, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. They're trying to put you under stress. A man's enemies are of his own house. So that could still be true about women, a saved woman. A saved woman's enemies are of her own house. You're really going to find out as you get older, you don't want to be around certain people that the culture pushes you or makes you think you have to be around. I'll give you an example. Once a year, a family reunion, people don't even like to go. Thanksgiving, they don't even like. Every time, 70% of the people in the world, they go to Thanksgiving, see people they hadn't talked to in a year, they don't like it. Turns into arguments and fightings and stuff like that. You'll come to a point where you don't want to go to any event with where there's people who don't understand walking in the spirit, because they're not going to be in the spirit walk. They're going to be in the flesh walk. Over time, you'll see what I'm talking about. You have everything you need right now, and there's nothing new. And every interaction, there's the same truth in it. You've already seen it 1,000 times. So if the outside is nothing new, then what's the whole purpose of being here? It's to change your inside exponentially. Growth on the inner man. Growth in the inner man. That's what's happening. Inner renewal. Inner growth. Exponential understanding. as you approach the mind of Christ, you get more free and more free and more free, and you realize, this is why are you here? Why are you even here? Why am I here? We're only here to serve, to be a living sacrifice. Let, you know, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Somebody says, well, I give 10% to the church every week. God don't care about that. He wants 100%. He wants 100% your whole life, your mind, your soul, your will, your emotions. He created it anyway. It's all His anyway. So if you really want to be happy, step into that. As long as you want to do your own thing, have your own will apart from His will, you won't be happy. But when you're in God's will, you're going to be happy. He's not going to try to make you unhappy. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. Deep down, a person who's normal, a man just, you know, we talk about, you know, you talk about desires of your heart. Let's say it's family thing. A man just wants one woman that he can be with. A woman, a saved woman, she just wants one man she can be with. No human being is going to satisfy every little need. So what does he do? He gives you community, a local church, a job, some kind of hobby. You don't really need a whole lot, people. But the media, the Hollywood, the news, they're trying to make you think that their life is great when it's not. It's the selfies are fake reality. They're lies. The selfies, the faces, it's all lies. They're not happy. The two most unhappy people in the whole world living together as a Hollywood couple was what? Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. You talk about insane. That was insane. And they had enough money to go buy another house that day. They could go buy a small house somewhere, pay cash for it, and get away from the other one. But they didn't want to do that. They had to make a point, you know. You have everything you need. God has given you everything you need. He says if you have clothes and shelter or food, be content, right? If you have food and clothing, be content. You can, and I think the reason he's, I always wondered about that, and I studied bushcraft. I think the reason he said that, if you have clothing and food, be content. Because you can make a shelter out of, cut a few trees down and make you a teepee, you know? Bushcraft. Nobody really wants to live like that. So, you know, look all around you. It's provided for you. You just have to step into it, you know. Believe it. You might have to sacrifice, work a job, work two jobs for a while to get something. But you can do it. This whole thing is a construct of lies to gaslight you to believe a lie. I'm telling you. And once you step out of the lie and step into the truth, you're free. Now, when you get free, what happened to Israel? They didn't take, they took it for granted. So once you get free, you take it for granted. Then you, what do? You go back into slavery. Why would you do that? See, it's the sine wave. It's human nature. Get lazy. You get free. You know, a man and woman get married. They're happy. But they let their sister-in-law, their mother-in-law, their friends, their girlfriends, whatever they got going on, to make them think they're not happy. Well, this is the way we do it at our house, and we're happy. And you do it different at your house, and you think you're not happy. That's ridiculous. You're happy. Wherever you're at, you can be happy. Create your own patterns. Create your own holidays. Create your own little culture inside a culture. You don't have to be controlled by the culture lies. Create your own holidays and patterns and cultures and hobbies and all that. Create your own stuff. You don't have to follow somebody else. Create your own kind of business, side job, whatever. You don't have to be like anybody else. Be yourself. when you're yourself, think about this. When people are not their self, people don't, they're phony, right? And so people don't like phony. And so when you're phony, people don't like you. And so the very reason they try to be phony and not be themselves is to get people to like, but it's counterintuitive. The opposite happens. When you're just being yourself, being genuine, then people like you. Because you're just being yourself. But the ones who are trying to make people like them, who are being phony, nobody likes them. Their genuine self would be better off. They might not have but 5 friends instead of 5,000 friends, but they have those 5 friends that like them, and they can depend on those friends. Their friends are always around. Long story short, the whole thing's ridiculous. They've psyoped us from a child, and you have to pull off the layers one by one over time, and you realize you got everything you need right where you're at right now. And if you're in slavery to some narcissist, get out. Start making steps to get out. Now, they'll know when you're leaving. So it's going to be a battle, but it's make it a war. Make it fun. Say, okay, I know I can get to the other side. And make it a fun battle. Enjoy it. Enjoy the fight of freedom. Because if you believe you can get free, you can get free.